Well, you know, if you're going out to feed the livestock, you know, and it's time to do the chores here on the ranch, you say that it's, well, I gotta go get started. It's what time? It's, if you're going to feed the livestock, it's
feeding time.
And what about to get your cows in? You know, if your cows were all out, how would you do that?
Well, you might call them in, but if they're accustomed to being fed at a certain time of day, they'll come without anything.
Well, how would you call them?
You want me to demonstrate? Oh, gosh. I haven't done that in a long time. Kind of a low thing. Like, Soo cow. Sorry about that. Louder, of course, but it projects very softly.
And it comes to that?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they were expecting it, you know, if they were conditioned to it.
Well, if you were going to milk them, would you have a different call to make them, like, stand or something, say to them, make them stand still, or move their leg back?
No, I didn't milk cows, but a very little bit. And I do remember that the adults who were there with me when I was doing would hit them, maybe on the leg, or say, move over cow, or step up their cow, something like that. But not any particular thing that I can remember other than just a little short phrase, you know, that the cow would understand the meaning of.
Well, what about calves? Would they have a separate call for calves?
I wouldn't think so. Maybe so, but we never did have calves around, so I don't know.
Well, what do you say to like mules and horses? Do you know, if they'll plow or make them go left and right? Do you?
Gee and haw.
Which is which?
Gee is to the right and haw is to the left.
Yeah, I've always wanted to say that. What about horses? Would you have any calls for horses?
To call a horse? By name.
In from a pasture?
Well, if you're going to call it all, I would call it by name. I wouldn't think of doing that, but maybe some people do, but I don't know about that.
Well, what about it to make a horse go on, you know, if you were riding?
Get up.
What about if you were riding a horse and you wanted him to go faster? Would you say anything to him, or would you just
spur him? Probably not say anything.
What about to make him stop?
Roll and pull back on the reins too.
Well, if you would, you know what to say to him? Like if you had a buggy and you wanted to get the horse to go back between the shafts?
I would not know that.
What about hogs? Would you, how did you call them?
Oh well, I've heard hog collars on TV, but I never. I don't think I ever heard anybody in my family do that. It's kind of Soo Pig or something like that.
Did you see that on television?
Mm-hmm. Hog calling contests.
Well, how would you call sheep?
I don't know.
Or chickens. You know, at feeding time, what would you say to the chickens?
Excuse me, but one way that my family used to call cows that I hadn't thought about was with a horn, a cow horn. Just a blast on an old cow horn. I hadn't thought of that in a long time, but I never knew them to do that to call horses. I just don't know about that, and we never had any sheep to call.
So just one blast on the horn?
Yeah, or maybe repeat it, but I mean, it wasn't like a signal, you know, special kind of signal or anything. It was just blowing on the horn.
Well, what about chickens? If you were feeding them here,
oh, yeah, you say, here, chick, tick, tick, here, chick, tick, tick.
And, you know, if you had a horse and you wanted to get him ready to go somewhere, like, you know, for driving or plowing or something, you'd say, I want to do what to the horse?
Saddle him? Is that what you're talking
about? Well, what about if you were driving him, you know, with a buggy or getting ready to plow or something?
Well, you mean I'm going to bridle the horse or?
Would you ever say you're going to